Welcome to the Southern Glow Podcast. My name is Carrie Hyatt Richmond. I'm a wife, extra needs mama, homeschool teacher, fantasy author, and empath. I'm here with one goal in mind, to enrich your entire world by empowering you to live in it authentically and honestly as the exact soul you were sent here to be. It's time to release all the outdated cultural paradigms, generational facades, and hectic patterns that are draining the magic out of your days. By choosing to anchor back into your soul and to reconnect with your intuition, you will compose a unique harmonic identity that enriches every aspect of your life. I cannot wait to share all the tools, shifts, and rituals that you can implement to step into the reality you've been longing for. I know that we're going to have the best time connecting. So thank you for pushing clay today. Now, let's reclaim your glow.
Hello and welcome back, beautiful souls. I am simply delighted to have you here today to finally introduce season 2 of The Southern Glow. Words cannot even begin to express how good it feels to be back. This reunion with you is so long overdue. And I just want to begin by sincerely expressing my deepest gratitude to you for being so gracious with me over the past year while I took a tremendous step back from this platform. Well, if I'm being honest, all platforms. While I intentionally took a step back in the beginning for what I thought was going to be only a month, that obviously escalated a little quickly. So here we are a year later. Ta-da! I honestly don't know what happened, but also I do. Looking back, I have to tell you how terrified I was at even the thought of allowing myself to take a social break. While it was definitely longer than I initially thought it would be, I promise it was well worth the wait. So much has happened in my life. Lots of big work, life changes, epiphanies, challenges, classes, and all the glimmers full of joy along the way. And now I get to share that with you guys, and I cannot wait to dive into it all. But first, we're going to take a step back. I would like to apologize. I have been called out recently by my fiery coach on something that I honestly didn't even realize was still happening. I think because it's just such a deeply rooted and ingrained survival tactic, for lack of a better term. And essentially what it boiled down to was me not embodying my authenticity. I was still low-key playing it safe instead of being real. I was still hiding pieces of my genuine self, kind of micromanaging how everyone perceived me, masking up to be a slightly different version of myself to cater to whomever was standing before me that I thought, you know, I was talking to in that moment, just trying to become what they wanted me to be. So authenticity as a soul was really called out, and I'm grateful for that because I needed to have it reflected back to me before I could actually see it. Honestly, it was one of those subconscious, so deeply ingrained patterns. I needed that. And she was right. After a 5+ year journey, I was still struggling to be the full embodiment of who I was all of the time, just being completely seen as me. Carrie. And the story of how this came about was kind of a fun one, so I'll spill that really quick before we get started. Essentially, I was divulging to my coach how I'd recently shared an oracle pull that I did in my car after a beautiful meditation that I did while I was waiting on my daughter at one of her writing lessons. So I shared this oracle pull on social media. So you can just like freeze, stop the presses, all the things. I had never done anything like that before. I had wanted to, but I had not done it. So deep breath. It was scary. But I explained to her that I had this moment of hesitation, and it's one that I have experienced more and more frequently over the past few years. And I have become aware of it more and more as my goals and my work as a soul has shifted. I sometimes pull back from doing or saying something. And when that happens and I catch myself, I have started checking in to see, wait, was that really me? Or am I making a fear-based move based on any number of possible negative repercussions that might come out of me sharing this honest side of myself?
It happens in my real world relationships still, unfortunately, in my marriage, and especially on social media, where I know many of my followers know me from 20 plus years ago. And just something about having people following you that have known you from such a long time ago and hold you to a certain vision or version of yourself. Honestly, it gives me pause sometimes on what I share because of all of those underlying things that I'm still working adamantly to heal. For instance, all of my recovering people pleasers will resonate with this. I don't want to trigger or upset people. I don't want to scare them away. I want them to like me. You know, yada, yada, yada. You guys know what I'm talking about. But here I was sharing with her that I had this moment and I checked in with myself where I felt the fear. I acknowledged it. It was a very valid concern for that previous version of me. That young girl, she cared a lot and she carried a lot of fear. So I sent her love. But then I realized that this woman that I am and I am still becoming, she doesn't hold back her truth. She trusts that everything will fall into place and that those that are meant to be here, they're going to stick around. And those who aren't, they can just simply, easily, and effortlessly fall away. And that's okay. So I had this fear. I acknowledged that moment of growth, which was just so juicy and delicious. And I ate it up for a minute and just hugged myself. And it just, I don't do that enough. And just make a mental note to yourself. Acknowledge how far you've come today. Take one moment to pause everything and just reflect on how far you've come. Because we don't do that on this journey often enough. And looking back sometimes, it's everything that you need in that moment to continue your trajectory and just feel so aligned, like you're on the right path. And yes, this work is all worth it. But anyway, okay. So I share all this with my coach about how I felt the fear, that I acknowledged it, and I chose to step into this new chapter, and I posted it. I posted that sucker anyway. It was only to my stories, but still, I'm really picky about what I put in my actual, where it stays there. You guys probably know that. So I share this with my coach, and she hears all that. And then she essentially gives me what I explained to her afterwards was a very, very backhanded compliment during that session. And she remarked something kind of along the lines of this. Carrie, you've been saying that for years now. And this was the first time that I actually believed you. You've been talking about being real and digging for this authenticity and shedding these artificial facade layers for years now. But that was the first time I have felt it fully, authentically, and to be genuinely true. Wow. That obviously hurt my feelings for a second. But then I looked past that and was able to receive that huge breakthrough. It was just perfectly aligned. I love that it came to me in a backhanded compliment because that's such a Southern thing. But she was right. Everything she said was true. I needed that mirror in that moment to help me see it. And now I will never claim to be perfect. And if you're new here, I'll tell you now, I hate that word. But as hard as I've worked to embody my full soul, that shift was still in transition until that moment. I promise from this moment forward to never micromanage the version of me that you perceive. On my honor, I will continually work to make sure that I am, for lack of a better term, practicing what I preach and showing up for you, and the rest of the world, exactly as I am. In this moment, allowing the shifts to happen, allowing the growth to happen and to be implemented and not to even do you the disservice of holding you to a previous version of myself. That's not serving any of us. And so I just want to acknowledge that and apologize so that we can move forward into all the goodness that's coming. Okay, I feel a lot better now. I feel like we are ready and we can begin this relationship anew. So welcome, friend.
My heart is so happy to have you here. I thought I would kick off season two and really kind of give you just this solo episode for an insider view into a lot of things. So let's just call it a smorgasbord of information today. I'm going to catch you up on why I stepped back last year, what really happened, and what caused me to stay off-grid for as long as I was. And of course, I'm going to give you some tastes and peeks of all the good things that are coming this season, because you don't want to miss one second of it. Oh, I could just do like a really high-pitched squeal right now. I am so pumped up. And again, while this was a long wait, I thank you for your patience. You are a gem, truly. And let me reiterate that it was 100,000% worth the wait. I am so excited to share this season with you. Okay, so let's dive in. My step back last spring. So let's fly back a year. I had been struggling with some pretty significant health issues for, probably close to a year at this point last spring. And nobody knew that. I mean, aside from close family and stuff, it was just things that I was trying to figure out on my own. And so, despite all my best efforts at self-diagnosing myself and trying to take care of myself and doing all these things, you know, things in my body just kept getting worse. So I learned some absolutely incredible things that I will be sharing in regards to that entire physical body health healing journey. So don't worry, that's going to get its own little block in the sunshine, I promise, because there's a lot there and I definitely want to share it. For now, I can tell you that as a whole, I stepped back last spring so that I could really plug myself in for a solid 2 months to basically every doctor, tests, known to man, just trying to source out, okay, what is really going on here with me? What is causing my body to essentially shut down for no good reason? Because I'm not even 40 yet. You know, I shouldn't be feeling like this. This shouldn't be happening. And I'm not going to spoil it now, but what I learned really completely flipped my world upside down. It's the shortest way to say it. And then I needed months to learn how to care for myself with all the new knowledge that I had about my body. So what began as a breather turned into a huge healing journey for me. And in the muck of it, I was still trying to figure a lot of stuff out. So I was in survival mode pretty much the first half of last year. And the craziest part was I still felt a significant amount of external pressure to have a presence online, on social media, on the podcast, to just keep everything rolling despite it all, you know? But every inch of my soul was screaming at me to put it the F down and walk away for a time. And in the end, even though that first month or two was it was immensely scary. I'll just say that, you know, you guys know how it is. When you feel like you just have to be there all the time or everyone's just going to magically forget about you. It's just, and if you're an entrepreneur, that's the social suicide. I kind of think about Mean Girls. It's like social suicide. But anyway, so I listened to my intuition and I paused everything. The wildest thing is there was a huge lesson for me in that. And in that choice, I couldn't even see it at the time. I think I was so locked into that fear, but also trying to laser tunnel focus on knowing that I needed to push through it, that there was something on the other side. So that just makes me even more grateful for this whole journey and the ability to constantly come back home to myself and check in to what is external noise and what is actually my inner voice. Because for the millionth time, she did not lead me astray. To the contrary, my intuition basically opened the floodgates for me and then propelled me through 2024 into spaces I didn't even see coming, like Egypt. I feel so grateful that I can so clearly see all this in hindsight now, and I'm completely overwhelmed with gratitude and excitement that I get to share it all with you guys now. So I listened to my intuition. I took that step back. I paused all my social media, writing, work, just everything across the board while I was having all these tests run and subsequently learning how to care for my body and, you know, all these things. And it just turned out that the longer I stayed out of social media, out of the noise, kind of tucked into the quiet of my home life, my little healing thing, the happier I was.
And there was honestly a point where I was so deeply revolted by Instagram that I deleted all the apps for the majority of the year and just allowed myself to live without documenting it all. Because I think I just knew deep down that it was a season. And I was in the middle of a personal metamorphosis on multiple levels. Physical, spiritual, mental, emotional, vibrationally. It felt so much more comfortable and safer and just flat out happier to experience all of that in real time, privately, quietly, turning off the noise and defying the social demands and expectations thrust upon me by, you know, what other successful people were doing, just letting go of that burden, ignoring that pesky feeling that you have to keep up with the rat race or be left behind. So essentially, I fought through it all and I embraced the pause. It felt like the tiniest and yet most profound personal revolution ever. The more I dug into my fears and resistance around being off-grid, the more confident I was that there was a massive lesson waiting for me within that journey. So I kept at it. We traveled a ton. I finally started feeling human again. Whew. And better in my physical body for the first time in I don't even know how long. And about that time, our beloved boxer, our boxer dog Chewy, he took a really bad turn. I knew our time with him was drawing to a close a lot sooner than I would have liked. And I wanted to prepare all of us for that transition. And honestly, my main concerns there were my daughter, who was deeply devoted to Chewy and had never known life without him. And also his little puppy companion, our other dog, Millie. I knew there would be a huge void in our house without him. And our hearts in the coming months were going to go through a lot. So your woman over here went cuckoo to Lulu and got a puppy. Gus Gus. So yes, on top of all the health issues and everything I had going on, I went and got a puppy and subsequently didn't sleep for the next 6 months. Good gracious, it is so easy to forget about how exhausting and difficult those first 6 months with a puppy are. But in the end, I'm so glad we did it. We had to say goodbye to Chewy not long after his 6th birthday. If you're new to the podcast, I have to keep it brief or I'll just end up a puddle of tears because no one will ever hold my heart the way that he did. See, I can't even say that. But he struggled with massive health issues for the last 3 years of his life. And that final year in particular was really difficult emotionally and mentally. And that's just talking about me. I don't even know what he was going through. I don't know if I can share this without crying, but there were moments where I would just look at him and he would go and sit quietly in the yard in a certain spot. And he would just look off into the distance so serenely for a long time. And I knew then that he knew. I'm sorry. See, I can't even go there, you guys. Let me get a tissue. We're going to keep this real. I'm not editing it out. That wound is still fresh. You're approaching the 1 year anniversary. Whew. So I shall recover and we will continue on. But it was hard on all of us. That's where I was going with that, him included. All right. Well, that worked out nicely. Just as I was kind of losing it and trying not to cry continuously, the doorbell rang. My son and his tutor were back from their little adventure that they went on today. So I got them in and settled. And now we can resume. So yes, all of that to say, we were all a hot mess. We had to do that thing. It got to that point. If you've ever had to put a pet down, you know what I'm talking about. It is literally the hardest decision I've ever had to make. I just couldn't watch him suffer anymore, essentially. And that's a hard thing to come to terms with. So I drove him to the vet myself and told him goodbye. All alone, just me and him. And I cannot tell you how hard that was on me. It's a deeply painful season that tore me up in a big way. So, whew, big breath. Let's keep going. So between my health issues, new puppy, Chewy's health issues, and then ultimately his loss, the first half of our year was just gone in the blink of an eye. Summer rolled around, and which you guys with kids, you know, it is just a constant mess in motion.
And I plugged myself over the summer into my Reiki certification training classes, weekly psychic development classes, and crystal healing certification classes. Holy cow, I can see now why it felt like the summer went by so quick. Your girl was getting certified in multiple things at one time and just living my best little wintering life. Summer as a whole for me is actually always my soul's internal hibernation time. And this past summer, I really just leaned into that fully and allowed myself to essentially winter. I took that deep dive in all my classes, just focused on learning, implementing, refining, growing, being a little bookworm version of myself, and also a literal hot mess as we all are in the summertime in the South. And before I knew it, it was time to roll back right into the school at the start of August. That's where we had a ton of huge transitions, mainly with my daughter, which actually ends up being a super cool story and such a nod to trusting intuition. Our divine timing, honoring clairvoyant hits, just all the things. I will probably share that in its own podcast. But the short version is I was homeschooling both of the kids through October. And then Emmy Kate transitioned back into school for a couple of months before she ultimately moved to a different school. So three school changes, essentially, within the first half of the school year. It was just a lot. I can't even. Moms, you know I'm talking about, especially homeschool moms. All the magic that we make happen with lesson planning, books, all the things. And then we went back to school. So it was like, okay, selling these books and getting school supplies times two, and then all the different schedules. I just felt like a ball of chaos in that point in my life. And within all of that, a lot of work shifts happened for me, which I will divulge in appropriate time. I also, in the middle of all that chaos, had the blessing and privilege of taking this absolute life-changing journey to Egypt, which I will be sharing so much incredible juice from that trip. Get excited. It was just everything all at once. So many lessons, so many upgrades, healing, adventure. And I promise I'm so eager to share all of it. I actually have a few of those podcast interviews already done and lined up. So yes, your girl's getting it together this year. That is happening. Get excited. But anyway, I went on this life-changing trip across the world by myself and came home. And the next day, y'all, literally the next day, we were hit by Hurricane Helene. And if you live in the South, this needs no further explanation whatsoever. If you don't, let me just tell you that it flipped the Southeast upside down. We were in a territory that received a lot of damage. Not quite as bad as our neighbors in North Carolina, but we were without power in the upstate anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks, depending on where you lived. We got our power back on, thankfully, around the day 11 mark, if I remember correctly. So not nearly as difficult as it could have been, but our home personal damage was so minimal, you know, in the perspective and the scheme of things and what was going on for everyone. We had so much to be thankful for. However, a lot of people didn't make it out that unscathed. And I think essentially just collectively, we all kind of locked down and put our noses to the ground and just focused on helping each other get through that time. So that kind of went on, I feel like, until Christmas, essentially. And I honestly didn't even feel like I had fully landed back from the jet lag and my trip, because I landed and was expecting to come back home and everything be, you know, quote unquote, normal. Back to the regular grind, and it was just the chaos of the hurricane and the aftermath and all of this. And so it just took me a long time to feel like I landed again. So I kept just kind of leaning in to that voice and trusting the timing, trusting the process of this silent social journey. And I did finally take some time to post a handful. You guys, that was only a handful of my Egypt photos. But I really just kept playing into being fully alive and present and refining and growing and embodying all these immense lessons I learned over the past year. I just knew that when it was time for me to come out on the other side, not only would we all be better for it, but I just know it. I know it down in my jellies. I just love that. So I wasn't going to rush that process. I wasn't going to force it. And then last month, so now we are in 2025, we're talking March-ish, March of 2025,
I just woke up one day and something clicked. And I just felt ready on another level to come back. And here we are.
So that was a lot that I kind of sprinkled on you. I'm excited. I tried to tease but not divulge. There are so many incredible stories, even just things that have happened to me that blow my mind that I can't wait to share. For instance, one of the other solo episodes that's coming first in this season is going to be about crystal programming and a really, really cool moment that happened with me after I'd programmed one of my crystals. And yeah, so lots of fun stuff. But we're going to talk about Egypt. We're going to talk about health. We're going to talk about homeschooling. We're going to talk about having an autistic teenager, because this is uncharted territory and all the things are coming up. We're going to talk about psychic development and guides, just all the things, all the magical things, all the things that we need to reconnect with our soul's essence, who we really are at the core, and then to flourish in this lifetime. We are going to bring back our glows together. We are going to amplify. I know you're already glowing. So maybe we're not bringing back your glow at this point. Because if you listen to season one, you're already doing the work. You're already in it. Your glow is there. Now let's light it on fire. Yes, you are going to come out of this season blazing so brightly. People are going to need to put on their fancy Prada sunglasses to look at you. That's what I'm talking about. All right, you guys, I'm so excited to have you back. I'm so excited to be back, to take this journey with you. It is an honor and a privilege to be here in this space with you today. I cannot wait to share everything that we have coming around the bend. And until I catch you at episode 2, mwah, bye loves. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Nothing lights my soul up more than sharing the deeply impactful tools and rituals that I've gathered along my own journey. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with someone you love and be sure to subscribe. It's absolutely free and will ensure that you never miss out on the latest. I love connecting with my readers and listeners, so reach out to me on Instagram. Let me know what topics you'd love to have covered in future episodes. If you're looking for a dreamy fantasy read, book one of my debut series, The Unseen Realm, is available now on Amazon. So be sure to grab a copy of Eyes on Fire today. You can find all the links you need in today's show notes. Our time together has come to an end, so until we meet again, take good care of yourself and look for the magic in every day.